This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the time of the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Bill? Good. How are you?
I've been seeing you running around, jumping out of cars and shooting at things that are low to the ground. That you're just running across the ground, low to the ground.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I like to run around and shoot stuff.
Yeah, well, hey, I completely get that. So let's talk a little. Now, over the weekend, I called Keita and I told her something I had done. And it was primarily I had bought a gun with the intention of outfitting my wife with a concealed carry weapon. Which I talked to her about the gun for a little bit. We're not going to go through those things that we went through on that one. But that sort of segued to something that I've never really discussed with you to the degree that I have discussed it with you. But it was very eye-opening.
Okay.
Because while you are a weaponized woman, and you hang out with a lot of weaponized women, there's just certain things, certain places you won't go. There's certain things you won't do that a lot of people might expect are something that you are supposed to be doing, or something.
Something like that, or maybe so, that a lot of other women are doing it, so it's just sort of become the expectation for a lot of people.
Right. And what I'm referring to is that Keita is always dressed to compete unless she's modeling some sort of clothes. When we're at SHOT Show and everything, she is dressed the way she would normally dress if she was out on the range.
Yes.
And I know that because I've seen her both out on the range and on the floor at SHOT Show when she was wearing the same thing. I'm not sure about the leggings.
I actually do wear leggings when I compete because women's clothing, range clothing, can be quite lacking. I won't mention any brands, but I've tried a lot of different brands and they just don't have the stretch and flexibility. I cannot physically get into a low port position in any of the tactical pants, so I wear leggings, and that's why.
So it's a functioning thing. Although I did say
fully functional.
I did see you wearing some Crime Precision the other day. Now,
yes, I actually really like those.
Yeah. They don't make them in my size. I'd like to try them, but they don't make them in my size, so that's why I don't worry too much about them.
Well, Cry Precision is like the Gucci brand of the shooting world. The Cry Precision pants are really high quality, and you really can't get them on sale because they know what they've got, and they're not going to drop their price point. So they have a stretchy crotch area, which I think is really important. That helps. It gives breathability to your crotch area. You see a lot of guys walking around with that crotch sweat, and it looks like they peed the pants on the range, but it's just crotch sweat. So that sort of eliminates that. Plus, you also have the flexibility of that reinforced, stretchy crotch area. It also has built-in knee pads. So if you have to drop to a knee, you're not going to bang yourself up. And even if you're in the grass or something softer, a lot of times your knee will land on a piece of brass. It's like they know how to find your knee right in the kneecap. So that's kind of nice that those are already attached and you don't have to worry about it. It's just one less thing to think about when you're competing. And they're very flexible and roomy, and they have tons of pockets for all of your extra magazines, tools, whatever you might want to carry on your person. So I really did like those. I borrowed those from a friend just for that match because I didn't have time to do laundry, and I already wore all my leggings to all the other matches. So that's what I wore, and I actually really enjoyed it. And I don't know, it might be worth the $300. I'm genuinely considering saving my pennies to get a pair of those.
Well, they don't give you a pair of those for modeling them?
Oh, they know what they have. They're not just going to give those away. Like I said, they're not going to lower their value.
Well,
it's like the Gucci of the shooting sports.
Well, it may very well be, but at the same time, if you got somebody out there that's promoting it for you.
Well, everybody promotes it anyway. They even have groups for people who own them so they can talk about how awesome their pants are. Not kidding. They have, like, fan pages just for these pants.
I don't know. Maybe you just stay with the leggings. I don't think I would go to that. I don't think I would go to that extreme. Those pants are designed for people like the new thing. And it's not a new thing. I mean, they've always taught hand-to-hand combat. And being able to have pants that do not split where there's seams, like at the crotch and the hips and everything else, that goes a long way. So the fact that they built something that's stretchy, that's just I can see where that evolution would occur. But at the same time...
I think another thing is I was in the Army and I did wear BDUs every day, so putting those on was just, like, comfortable for me because I spent so many years wearing pants like that it just felt like, yeah, this is just what I wear.
Yeah, well, what year were you in the Army? Because the BDU uniform, I don't know where they went from BDUs to ACUs.
I listed in 99.
Was it still the BDU?
It was still the BDUs, yes. We had the jungle green.
Yeah, the BDUs were...
When I first got in. It wasn't until just after I got out we switched to the desert tan.
Well, anyway. anyhow. We still haven't gotten...
So we were going to talk about modeling. I guess we'll have to wait till after the break now.
Yeah, we will have to do that. But, I just found that interesting because the stage I saw you run, you were running that in those Cry Precisions, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was good. I've never seen them actually employed. The only time I've ever seen somebody actually move around in them while they were wearing them was Brad Pitt... In World War Z. He was wearing a pair in World War Z. And he wasn't exactly putting it through stuff, you know. You didn't really notice it till he was on an airplane. So it wasn't like you're going, hey, Brad, I see the product placement, Cry Precision, ooh. So it wasn't that way for me. Anyway.
Well, and they do put on the craziest parties at SHOT Show. Not that anybody cares, but.
Cry Precision? I get invited to the Nighthawk / Agency Arms one, but that's the only one. Nobody invites me
to
nothing.
That's a fun one. That was actually, I think, my favorite one because, you know, I'm there to shoot. I'm not there to party and drink and, I mean, we had our glass of scotch or whatever it was, but I'm not there to party and drink. I'm there to shoot, and that was cool because you're on the range, you're shooting guns, they put on this whole display with the helicopters and everything. It was really cool. That's what I'm there for.
Gotcha. Will you hang on for me?
We'll see all the strippers.
You hang on for me. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounded Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, 180 degree firearms training, author, competitor, one of the top five ladies in the United States today. I don't remember what match that was off of, though. What match was that?
Nationals.
There you go. So, as we were saying.
So, yeah, I'm a very family-oriented person. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and a lot of girls build their Instagram accounts by wearing G-strings or implied nude, showing a lot of their body. And that's just never been me. I dress pretty conservatively. So all of my building of my Instagram account has been, I guess, what you could call the hard way. It's been through the knowledge that I share, shooting-related things that I post. But then we started having these shadow banning issues where if you're talking about firearms, posting things with guns a lot, then they have these algorithms that seek that sort of thing out and block you from being searched or tagged, and all of a sudden 1,000 of your followers will drop off the face of the planet. So in order to beat those algorithms, I have had to start mixing in things that are not related to firearms. You know, maybe I'll post a picture of my dog or a picture of my daughter, or mix in those modeling pictures where it's usually like me in a long sleeve t-shirt or something like that. Not to say I don't ever, you know, go out in a bikini. You know, if I'm on vacation or something at the beach, there might be a picture on there of me in a bikini because it's a situation that it makes sense for that to happen. It's not that I'm exposing myself to gain followers. Or if I'm at a red carpet event, then I may wear a dress that's lower cut or something like that. But generally speaking, I dress very, very conservatively.
Hmm. Well, I mean, you know, I respect the way you go about what you do. There are some, like at SHOT Show, and I haven't ever been able to figure out what it is, because like you never see certain things. Like CZ doesn't have gun bunnies at their booth,
right?
And I don't know if it's because they think, well, you know, we are sort of awesome, so we don't really need that because the guns are the gun bunnies, and that's the attraction, is the guns that we make. I've often wondered about that simply because, I don't know, I see it happening from time to time. I don't see it as much as I used to. I mean, you and Diana and Corinne, you guys are bringing a different standard to the game. It's more about what you are and what you can do than about the look, even though you guys have the look. But, I mean, the look you have is athletic. It's not right. One of these things where it's, you know. I thought there for a minute. I thought you were going to say that when you went to the beach and you didn't wear a bikini, you wore something that covered you. I was about to say, okay, now we're going a bit far, aren't we?
No. No, if I'm on the beach, I'm in a bikini. It just is. Because it makes sense to do that. It doesn't make sense for me to take photos of myself in a bikini just to get followers. That's not what I'm about. And no offense to the women who do that. If that's your thing, that's great. That's fine. It's just not my thing. So I did a photo shoot for Bells and Shells, as you know, and I was showing my concealed carry gun that I was carrying appendix, which revealed, I don't know, 2 to 3 inches of my stomach so that I could show the gun. And people were freaking out because they saw 2 or 3 inches of my stomach, which I guess I would take as a good thing because it just goes to show that I've had that effect. I've made it clear that that's not what I'm about.
I was going to joke about the fact that I had read that you didn't actually have a stomach. It was some sort of reinforced carbon fiber chassis that you ran underneath there, but, you know.
I'm a Cylon. I don't even have a belly button.
That's right. You're a Cylon. how big of a thing is that? I mean, how many people come to you and say, well, Kitty, of course, you're beautiful. And we would really like for you to advertise our gun. And they hand you like a sandwich bag and go, here's your outfit. And go put that on over there and we'll take the photos over here. Has that happened to you?
All the time. Almost every day. I get approached with that kind of thing almost every day. You just have to decide what your values are for yourself and what, you know, where you're going to draw the line in the sand for you and for your own values.
How many people come to you?
How you want to represent yourself.
Right. How many people come to you making that offer when you say, well, you know, I can model your gun, holster, boots, socks, whatever it is you want me to model, and I don't have to wear that, and I'll bet you I still draw attention to your product. When you tell them that, how many of them come to you and say, oh, okay. Do that then.
If there's even that ask, I will not come back with a counteroffer. It's just over at that point.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, I know that part of what you do is you are a very, very serious trainer, of the type that, you know, it's a rarefied air that you occupy. Before COVID, I'd be like calling Keita and I'd be like, hey, can you be on the show this week? She'd be like, no, I'm training somebody I can't tell you, but I'll be in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then she would be gone. I mean, I can only imagine your passport is probably almost worn out from all the stamping you got in 2019. But
yeah,
we're coming up,
it's
coming up
on 2019.
Coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you.
180firearmstraining.com, and my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. If you would like to set up training or video reviews, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is continuing to fight the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
He's created the greatest testing system in the world. He gave a press conference about 2 weeks ago, I believe, on the vaccine, which he has done at warp speed because he's torn down bureaucratic barriers.
McEnany, holding a White House press briefing, continues.
He's done, I don't know how many coronavirus task force briefings from this podium, but the work he's done speaks for itself.
Former astronaut Mark Kelly is now the junior senator from Arizona.
That you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Trump campaign's voter fraud claims are gaining traction in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Here's a question for you. Do you think 24 pallets of filled-in election ballots could change the results of the election in Pennsylvania? What if those ballots were shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania? The truck driver has come forward under the Amistad Project's investigation.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
A poll worker in Wisconsin.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The campaign also filing a lawsuit in Nevada claiming 40,000 people voted twice. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Keita Busty, the weaponized woman. Let me ask you a question as far as these people that come to you. Do they approach you and Diana and Corinne and all of these? And is there sort of a little group of you, or a big group of you, that are out there saying, you know what, we are professional athletes, we are professional trainers, we are not what you're wanting us to be, but we would
there
be happy to work with you.
There is a very, very small group of us, just a handful of us, who will stand up and say that.
And what happens when you stand up and say that? What is the reaction that you get?
Usually offense or surprise. If a man stands up and says he is not interested, that's fine. But if a woman says that, then she's the B word.
Right.
They just expect cooperation. And, you know, a lot of women are just so flattered to even be approached that they'll take whatever they can get. They think, oh, they think I'm pretty, so I'm going to do this photo shoot. And then they feel all special for doing that. And, you know, that's fine if that's what they're into, but it's not what we're about.
Well, you know, here's the thing. And I'm, you know, I'm not some sort of prude or something on this kind of stuff. And I've asked you this question before as to why this happens. You're like, well, Bill, sex sells. I mean, I see it on motorcycle magazines and car events. And, you know, yeah. You see it on the sidelines at a professional sporting event with the cheerleaders and everything else. I get that. But shouldn't we? Is that still going on in this era where, you know, for you and for those like you that are trying to be taken seriously, not for the way you look, but for the what you are and the way you train and the way you teach and the way you compete, does anybody take that into consideration?
Yeah, I've had some very professional companies approach me, and those are the ones that you see pictures of me for.
Sure. But, I mean, as an example, for some reason, and I admit that I don't know the reason for this. Maybe as far as I know, you'd like it this way. But when you were shooting at Tanfolio, you were not sponsored by Tanfolio.
Correct.
And you're not sponsored by CZ.
Correct.
Does that have to do with the division that you compete in, or is that by choice of yours, or...
It's my choice of gun. Sometimes it's better to have the freedom of not having the sponsorship. If you have a sponsorship, sometimes it can be a really good working relationship, but then other times they might have demands on you that you can't or wouldn't want to meet.
Are there any factories out there that are that have sponsored shooters that their equipment is really sort of... They're competitive and they're in the competitions and everything else, but they sort of don't have an edge when it comes to the product they're putting out there. Is there anything like that out there?
Absolutely. I'm not going to go into any name bashing.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I see all the names out there that sponsor all the people, and I'm familiar with some of the products, and I'm not familiar with others of the products, but you know. With you, I guess for you, the way you do things, so the way you choose a gun and everything, that leaves you a lot of flexibility. If something comes along and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this would really up my game. You can make the switch. You don't have to get out there and court the company and say, hey, listen, I'm Keith Busty, and I'm really known, and I'm the weaponized woman, and, you know, I model these T-shirts and all this other stuff to get them to sign you to something. You can just go out there, get the gun, and move on.
Right. Yeah, much less of a headache to be able to just go and get what I want. And I have, that way I have more control over my own destiny, so to speak. And also I have no one to blame but myself if something goes wrong.
Now, the gun companies that sponsor female shooters, do they make any sort of demands that would be sort of objectifying a woman that may be a competitor, or are they just pretty much straight down the pathway of, okay, go out there and shoot well and win us some championships?
I think the standard for women is a little bit different. For one thing, they're not looking at your overall standing. They're looking more at high lady. And for another thing, they do expect a lot of photos. They don't necessarily have to be sexualized, but they do expect a lot of photos of the woman posing with different things, where with men, they don't expect that. You can just take a picture of the gun sitting on a table, and that's fine.
that's funny, but it's true, too. That's I know that,
right?
I've never seen a sexually revealing pinup of Rob Lethem.
Or what about
Ever.
Steve Fisher?
Well,
he's basically a bro bunny. He's totally insta-cute.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the ones that want pictures of Steve Fisher could stand there and he could have your hand. I've seen somebody actually set up for a picture with Steve where they're like, put your hands around my neck and act like you're strangling me and look really angry at me.
Yes.
And he'll do it, and they have a good laugh out of it and all this other stuff. And, I mean, yeah, Steve is a I don't know that I would call him a bro bunny, but I know that he smells great. So, anyway, to that end. But I mean, most of the people that want to, with the guys, it's always, I don't understand this, too, because I was in the military. And I, when I was in the military, I worked around plenty of guys. And, I mean, we were all young and everything, but we didn't look like bodybuilder rejects or ex-football players. We were just normal.
Right.
And now, you look at a guy in the military now, and I guess they must have a lot less time to, they're actually on duty because they're able to spend a lot of time at the gym, get all buff and everything in a lot of ways, and just look good.
Well, they've also increased the standard as well.
To what?
The PT.
For PT?
Test? Yeah. I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but I know that the bar was raised.
Okay. Yeah. If you were in, when you joined 9 years after I got out, so I have no idea what it would be nowadays. When I was in, we had to do 40-40 and run in 16. We had 2 minutes to do 40 push-ups, we had 2 minutes to do 40 sit-ups, and we had to run a 16-minute, 2-mile run.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
So they haven't upped the standards?
No, from when I was in.
Okay.
They've upped it since I got out.
I got you. All right. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. How do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. Email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, to set up a class or get a video review or a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, which is also available on Amazon.
Gotcha. We'll be right back talking to Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. I'm curious because I bought a SIG P365, which is the carry gun that you carry, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, apparently I have one of the ones that I don't have to send back because this thing, we shot this about 400 times today, and no problems, none.
Nice.
But I'm curious, because you shoot and train with not only, I mean, you shoot with guns that I consider to be big.
Yeah.
And, but your carry gun is the SIG P365.
Yes, because I do have a small frame, and it's tough to conceal a bigger gun. In the winter, I can get away with it under my coat, but not in the summertime. And I'm usually traveling to warmer places as well.
Right. So how much do you actually shoot that gun?
I try to do it maybe once a month.
Okay, and you said that that gun really likes to be it likes to be run with hollow points. It prefers that or something.
It does. Yeah, it seems to be more accurate with the hollow points. It's just a different point of impact.
Right.
So for me and for my index, it's much better to use the hollow points. Did you try both?
I did not try both. I only shot the ball ammunition today. And I had no issues with the ball ammunition. It seemed, I was shooting at about 15 yards,
Okay.
I like to shoot fast. It was pulling. I was pushing it a little bit left, but it was grouping nice and centered. I was a little surprised at that part of it. I was a little surprised at the way it handles recoil. I expected it to be a little snappier.
Yeah, that's one thing I really like about the 365. It's not quite so snappy, and it's very easy to be accurate with for what it is.
So, having moved that gun around a little bit, I could see where it would be popular because it's so small, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except... Now, is that a, now for a gun like that, do you consider that to be a gun that is a self-defense gun, or because of its capacity, would you call it a fighting handgun? I don't consider it to be a fighting handgun.
I would call it a self-defense handgun.
A little too small to get into something drawn out.
So that's the one I carry on my person, but I also have a larger pistol with me.
And what's the larger pistol?
Just what I have available that I don't use for competition, which right now is the Rock Island 40 caliber.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a 1911, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full-size pistol.
A 2011, but yeah.
Oh, it's a double stack.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Now you're getting into my realm. That's kind of... that's I like the 2011 quite a bit. Quite a bit. So you carry the 365 because it's easier. It is is a viable self-defense handgun. I will not hesitate to call it that. I just don't. But you also recognize it's not a fighting handgun. You'd want some. If you had to be in a prolonged fight, you want something a little bit bigger.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that because it's so much a bigger handgun? Like with one of these little small handguns, the spring, for example, the recoil spring, that's really a tight spring because it has to mitigate, you know, it has to mitigate that recoil and everything on that very small package.
Exactly.
It doesn't lend itself to a lot of remedial action if you have something happen to it, does it? I mean, if you have some sort of a stoppage or a stovepipe or something, you're going to have to be really physical with that gun to get it back in play, aren't you?
I don't have issues with mine, but I have pretty strong hands. I could see how other women might have some trouble racking it or clearing a malfunction. For me, it's just not an issue because I work with my hands every day. But, yeah, well, I could see how some women might struggle with that.
Just to see what it would be like, I shot that, and then I shot a full-size Glock 17, including racking the slide, which racking the slide on the Glock 17, I can't decide if it's easier because it's bigger and I have more to grab, or if it's because the spring is not as compressed.
Yeah, for sure. It's both, actually. So something that I tell women when I'm working with them one-on-one and they don't have that hand strength yet is to not think of it as just pulling the slide back, but also think of it as pushing the grip forward.
Yep.
So a lot of times I'll have them actually slam their hand under the beaver tail to get the slide to rack. If they don't have the strength, then they have to use physics.
I am impressed with the little gun when I called Keita and told her I had it. First of all, she goes, "All right." And then she started telling me, "Well, if you got this one, you're in big trouble. If you got that one, you're in big trouble. But if you know, the first thing you need to do before you start carrying is take it out and shoot it about 200 times and see what happens." So that's what we did today.
Yeah.
It performed.
And
a lot
of their magazines, I've noticed, especially the earlier generations, the magazines will have that sort of salt shaker effect. But it doesn't really affect function. It just makes sort of a rattling noise in a lot of them.
Okay, you have to explain to me, when you're talking about a salt shaker effect, is this because the rounds rattle around inside the magazine?
I think it might be just the spring catching on the inside of the magazine or something like that, but it just makes sort of a rattling sound, but it doesn't affect the function of the magazine.
No, but I don't like it. I also
don't
like
it either. I have one magazine that does that.
I've got Glock magazines that you'll load them and it'll sound like one round is loose in there. And I guess that's because the spring gets caught up, or the follower gets caught up on something or something, and then I beat it and slam it and everything else till it goes away, and if not, I'd unload it and reload it again and see if that makes it go away. That's just one of those things I just don't like.
Yeah, that's what I do too. And usually it will go away.
But if I ever go to a match and some of my heroes out there running guns have got the salt shaker effect on their magazines, I won't feel nearly so bad about it. The salt shaker. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you just were saying they would be useless. And so I didn't see
well,
that.
There are two different kinds of salt shaker effects. There's one where the rounds are just kind of loose in the magazine because the spring isn't in there, right? And then your magazine isn't going to work at all. There's another one where it just makes a rattling sound, something hitting something it's not supposed to, but it still functions.
I hear you. I hear you. Now, what did you carry before that came along? What was your carry gun before that? Just out of curiosity.
It was another of the same.
Okay. Okay. I get why people like them. I mean, I get why people like these guns. They just seem a little small in my hand for me. I'm not shooting it. I was very surprised. I was mildly surprised at it. I'm going to review it and give my opinion of it. It's a viable self-defense gun. It's just not my viable self-defense gun.
Did you have the pinky extension on there?
Yeah.
That does make a big difference when you have
it,
that.
It does make a big difference. I'm just still, it's just a little small. Before we run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how they find you, please.
180 Firearms, 180firearmstraining.com, or you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You'd like to set up a class or get a video review. And my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon, or you can email me for a personalized copy.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Austin Pittman from Bedford Camera, because guess what? It's Christmas time, and for those shooters and hunters, there's other things besides guns that go along with that hunt or that match. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.